This is Season 5 of the Convert Central's podcast, where we take you on a journey to explore the beauties of Islam so that we can find Islam in our everyday lives. Catch Tajrian and I in our latest release every Friday and join us for our events at Convert Central on Instagram. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back to Convert Central. So let's start by reciting the zikir for Ramadan and the dua for Ramadan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, nas'aluka jannata wa na'uzu bika minan nar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, nas'aluka jannata wa na'uzu bika minan nar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, nas'aluka jannata wa na'uzu bika minan nar. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna ya karim. Amin, amin. Alright, so alhamdulillah, we are now onto our last episode of the month of Ramadan, in the last week of Ramadan, and I think this will be released on the last Friday, which means I think in Ramadan there's about 5 or 6 days left before Ramadan ends. So today, this entire episode, this entire week is about looking beyond Ramadan, right? And how are we going to be grateful for what we've got in Ramadan? And if you guys have already heard a familiar voice in the podcast, it's because today, together with me and Sis Tajrian, we have a very esteemed guest, a very exciting guest, and you know, and any time we spend with Ustaz Fariz is a very happy time for us, alhamdulillah. Mashallah. So we'd like to welcome Ustaz Fariz to come on the podcast. Thank you so much for taking your time.
Assalamualaikum.
Warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Thank you so much. MashaAllah, brother Kevin, brother Siddiq, MashaAllah, and also sister Tajrian. Nice people, kind people, MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their ranks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always bless whatever that you do. Amin, amin, amin.
Amin, amin. And MashaAllah, thank you so much, Ustaz, for taking your time to come on the podcast. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Ramadan, but I just wanted to ask you for a start, like, how was your Ramadan? How has everything been, you know, the highs and the lows?
MashaAllah. That was a good question, huh? MashaAllah. I think you are the first one to ask me that question.
Is it? MashaAllah.
Because yeah lah, usually when people see an ustaz, yeah, people see me wearing the hat of an ustaz, right? I mean, seldom lah people will ask me that question. People will always have the thoughts that ustaz will always get it perfect lah, right? But of course not, right? It has been a tiring one, mashallah. As you guys know, I don't know if you guys know lah, but FYI, for your information, I'm only in Al-Falah for maybe, this is my second Ramadan. My first Ramadan was last year, and you know lah, during that moment, not many people can come, not many programs can be conducted. So now slowly it becomes like pre-COVID, subhanallah, everything is back in line. People do iftar in the mosque now, subhanallah. And we also have a lot of programs, not only from Al-Falah, we got from CC. We got a lot from stakeholders. So, yeah, lah, got a lot of invitation, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, as much as I am grateful, but it is also a tiring one. Hence, when we say about tiring, sometimes it can get very hard for us to focus and internalize lah the meaning of our ibadah. Yeah, and as you see now, I just recovered from a flu right now, and we also know, I mean, I'm not sure if you know, but if you look at the social media, we know a lot of ustaz, a lot of imam also is not feeling well. Subhanallah, lost their voices, right? I think it's quite overwhelming, but alhamdulillah. Yeah. That's my answer for the high and lows of my Ramadan. I hope that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala see it as my struggles, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala accept from me lah, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Yeah. And such a sweet and beautiful thing to see everyone coming back together to have iftar together at the mosque and to Tarawih together, mashallah. And mashallah, you know, I think the masjid that I started my own journey with, I think I met Brother Indra also, it was at Masjid Al-Falah. So it's really, I think it has a very special place in our hearts also. So may Allah accept all the deeds and all the initiatives that the masjid and you and your team are putting out this month as well.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. So this first part of our podcast, we're going to talk about Ramadan as a whole, like how successful was our Ramadan, right? And always before we come into Ramadan, we're gonna always saying, okay, we need to make this Ramadan a success, and this is how we're gonna do so, right? Right now, we are coming to the second half of Ramadan already, very quickly, mashallah. We were just lamenting on a few days ago, 10 days Ramadan, it's really over. I think today maybe the 13th night of Ramadan, if I'm not wrong. Mashallah. And it's really, really very, very, very fast. So coming then to the last week of Ramadan, last 10 days, right? And this is also reflected in one of the hadiths in which the last 10 days where Allah saves a lot of people from the hellfire, right? So for us Muslims, right, what should we then be focused on during the last week or the last 10 days of Ramadan?
Mashallah. Very good question. Ha, Tajrian, what's the answer?
What should we be focused on?
Oh dear. I'm just kidding. Mashallah, thank you so much, Brother Siddiq, for the question. Maybe what I want to share is a hadith, of course. I mean, I have nothing without the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Quran, mashallah. And when we say about the last 10 days, we look at our role model, our uswa hasana, right? During last 10 days, what did Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? Because when in the hadith, when the companions, they like to kepo about Rasulullah, right? They like to ask about Rasulullah to his wife, to his companion, to the people around him. So one of the questions that they actually posted to Aisha radiallahu anha, they asked what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam do when the last 10 days comes, right? Aisha radiallahu anha say, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر شد مئزره وأحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله. 3 points. SubhanAllah. I guess this is a very beautiful hadith actually.
MashaAllah.
This is Aisha, the beloved wife of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if the 10 days or 10 last days come, he will, number one, do shadda mi'zarahu. He will buckle up his belt. He will tighten up his belt. Right? And then, wa ahya laylahu, he will make sure that he enliven his nights. Right? And then, wa ayqaza ahlahu, he will wake his family members up. Ahlahu, here Aisha used the word ahlahu means his ahli, his people, you know. So some scholars actually said also the companions as well, right? When Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wake up, when Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spend a lot of his time in the mosque, the companions see, when Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wake up, they also enliven the night. SubhanAllah. So what do we do in the last 10 days? And we know that last 10 days of Ramadan is a very special day, special time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. We want to seize whatever that we can seize. We want to maximize, optimize whatever that we can optimize, right? And when we look, sometimes when we look at the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam about last 10 days, it can be quite intimidating. I'm not sure if you feel that way, but I feel that way sometimes when I have already experienced 15 days of Ramadan. Okay, now we talk about 13 days of Ramadan. I feel tired, right? And subhanAllah, and this tired, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it as a good one. But now I have another 17 days to go. It's not only about the 13 days I have already gone through, but it's what determine my Ramadan is actually the next 17 days, the next last 10 days, right? So sometimes when we listen to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we kind of like a bit intimidating. Alamak, how Rasulullah can do that, but I'm now tired already, I'm not well, you know, then how do I do? We look at the essence of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he up his game, right? He sees whatever that he can see, right? And we don't, you know, compare ourselves to our Prophet lah. Of course, we cannot compare, right, to our Prophet. Meaning that we want to have the essence, meaning that whatever chance that we have during the last 10 days, do good. You know, do good. Ustaz, I'm not good at this, the recitation of Quran, reciting Al-Quran. I'm not good at praying, for example. I don't feel the sweetness of praying. I mean, you have a lot of good things, other good things you can do, you know. Help people. Volunteer yourself in the mosque, you know. Be in the company of good people. If you don't read one safha, you don't read one page, at least every day read one verse, you know, and then internalize on that verse. This is all the good things that you can continue and you should seize every time during Ramadan. How many people, they can read the whole Quran, but on the last 10 days, they are not being mindful. They are not being thoughtful. Why? Because they are tired. Mm. I've done enough lah, 20 days. These 30 days, I want to, you know, slower the pace a bit lah. Mm. I mean, we want to have the best Ramadan. We also want to have the best last 10 days. Seize whatever that we can. You know, every chance of doing good, seize it, do it, and do it because of Allah. And do it because you are hopeful that this is in Ramadan and Allah will reward you more than usual. That is very important also. Very important point. I mean, do good. I mean, always we do good, right? We do good. We do on the last 10 days with the iman that when we do, Allah will reward it because this is the last 10 days. I guess that is very beautiful as well. This is very special last 10 days in Ramadan. So I want to do good and I want to do the best that I can. And I know, Allah will see and Allah will reward it.
Oh, mashallah. I think that's so beautiful. I think it ties in absolutely, like, beautifully with what we've been talking about in the past few episodes. Is a lot of that balance between quality and quantity. I think especially in the last 10 nights, we're all chasing Lailatul Qadr. We're all chasing that one special night. But it's also not just about how many rakats you pray in that night, how much Quran you read, but how your mindset is throughout the whole of those 10 nights, throughout the whole of Ramadan. And it's such a true point, Ustaz. Like, a lot of us, we get on that spiritual high in Ramadan and then you do a lot of things and then the last 10 is just tired. You're just like, I don't have it in me anymore to do anything. And like, subhanAllah, this has been a Ramadan that I think across the board, I've heard from so many different people that it's been tiring in like testing in different ways for everybody. Some people falling sick, some people managing a lot of their responsibilities. And alhamdulillah, I think it's from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all the more, it's important for us to remember that doing good doesn't just mean one thing. There are so many ways we can gain closest to Allah. And that is from His mercy that there are so many ways we can do good and follow the ways of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If, you know, even as a lot of mothers, they aren't able to pray Taraweeh as much, handling a lot of things. Mothers have it so hard in Ramadan, mashallah. May Allah forgive them and admit them into Jannah.
Ameen, Ya Rabb.
And so, even that making iftar for your family, preparing for your family, spending time with your family, doing good is an act of ibadah for Allah. And it's not about, to a certain extent, yes, we should try and up our game, right? Yeah. In the sense that, okay, if I haven't been praying Taraweeh at night, maybe I can try and pray a few more extra rakats in the last 10 nights. But also it's about, is that bringing you closer to Allah? I think that's the most important thing in those last 10 nights is that it has to change your mindset. It's already at the end of Ramadan. You know, this is your last chance to develop that closeness, change your mindset. And yeah, so inshallah, may we all be able to make the most of our last 10 nights.
Ameen.
Speaking of that, I think it is easier to go and do the last 10 nights when you have that like strife that you've been building up. I think we talk a lot about consistency that we, you know, we've been praying Taraweeh every night. Okay, then last 10 nights is easier to increase the amount. But what is your advice to people who maybe have not been so serious about Ramadan yet? Is it too late to start or what can they do to catch up in that sense?
Good question. Always good question, right? and it makes me think. Even though I have the points already, I make me think, you know, how to actually answer the question. But one thing, I guess sometimes we kind of neglect about it. I mean, we neglect it or maybe we don't realize it, you know, that our God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not only God in Ramadan, right? Not only God in the last 10 days, right? Our God is our God for the whole lifetime. Subhanallah. And I have goosebumps right now. Subhanallah. And whoever you are, whatever your history, that's not important. But what is important is what are you now? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a certain amount of blessings, what did you do? What you want to do with that blessings, right? So let's say you have been slacking throughout the Ramadan. It's okay. You know, it's okay. What is more important is now you have already realized that how you envision your transformation. Maybe not this last 10 days or maybe not this last 5 or 6 days, but maybe after this Ramadan you will become someone better. Right? Subhanallah. I remember my sheikh, actually my teacher during my time in Egypt. This also hit me so hard during my time in Egypt. I mean, we know in Islam, our scholars also teach us, always remind us that our iman will always fluctuate. You know, sometimes it goes up, and sometimes it goes down. And when we are full of obedience, full of ta'ah, right? Then the subhanallah, the iman will go up, right? If we start to sin, then the iman will start to downfall at the moment of time. So why did I share this just now? My sheikh actually said to me at that point of time, I remember my time, I think I have some futur, some downtime in Egypt. Subhanallah, my sheikh said, kun rabbaniyan laisa ramadaniyan. Aw kama qala sheikh. She said that be the slave of Allah, but don't be the slave of Ramadan, right? So hence, that is also a very good reminder, meaning that if you are being slacking, yes, we acknowledge that we have quite lost a big one, right? But we want to make it right, you know. Start by doing little things, little transformation. You don't do big jump the very first thing you want to do, you know, because when you change quite drastically, you can also U-turn drastically, right? That is also what my sheikh actually said. This is saleh people. Maybe I'm not so saleh like my sheikh, but my sheikh said this and I hold on to it quite tightly and dearly lah. So okay, it's okay. Slack before this. And also I remember the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih al-Bukhari. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he talk about a person actually can get to the hellfire even though he did many good things in the dunya, right? And Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually reminded the companions that even though if you do good, you still have the chance to go to the hellfire, and even if you do bad things, you still have the chance to actually go to the paradise, right? And then Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam end the sharing with innamal a'malu bil khawatim, which means verily your deed will be determined by its ending. Right? I mean, we can have bad, ugly start, initial point, but we can always end it with a nice one. And even in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, if I'm not mistaken, Allah mentioned about miskul khitam. We don't only want the good ending, but we also want the fragrance ending, the ending that can actually give people good experience, right? I'm not sure if you can get my point, but yeah, this is also what also Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam shows in his dua, right? He said that, ya Allah, when I die, I want that people talk about me and talk about good things about me, you know, legacy, right? So at the end of the day, in Ramadan, when we go out from Ramadan, what are the legacies of Ramadan, you know, and then we can still continue. So be it lah, you good guy, not good guy, you know, at the end of the day, we want to end it right. You know, we know about the story of 99, the man, right? 99, the man killed 99 people, and then at the end of the day, Allah still forgive him because of his ending. Subhanallah. So yeah, let us strive for our best. Allah is for everyone, not for the one that do good in Ramadan only, or not only for the one that do good for the first 20 days of Ramadan. No, Allah is still God for everyone. For everyone, yeah.
Ustaz, mashallah, going at it again. Like this is why I'm so excited about this episode. Exactly for this moment.
Do I touch it that Ustaz is very popular among the uni kids?
Very popular. No, but I think it's so true that it doesn't take a whole month to turn back to Allah. It takes one moment, 1 second, one moment, one ounce of sincerity in your heart where you realize I have not been a good slave and I want to turn back. And that's not just for someone who has been sinning all Ramadan. It's also for people who have been doing good all Ramadan and they still feel like it's not enough. I think we will always feel like we're not enough. But we have to remember that Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness is bigger than anything we can imagine. It's if alhamdulillah, the same...
Goosebump, you know?
If the same... our God is the same God that forgave someone of a lifetime of deeds because she gave water to a dog, to a thirsty dog, out of sincerity in her heart. It doesn't take a whole month of praying Taraweeh for Allah to forgive your sins. It can be that one moment and you just have to strive to make that one moment happen. And inshallah, may Allah allow us to have that one moment, even if we have not had it yet. May He allow us to have it in the last 10 nights, especially in the last 10 nights. What a better time to start than.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it as Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. Because when you do good on that day, your decree will be changed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Your luck, your whatever thing that you think you are can be changed. A split second, subhanallah. right?
I'd like to also share a story from our teacher also, Ustaz Sami, who's been teaching our Commerce Central classes, right? He always emphasizes, I believe, like, for newer Muslims or rediscovering Muslims, or if you were, all of us were to just put ourselves in the position of someone who has not strived in the first half of Ramadan, but wants to try, but so afraid, you know, like, so much commitment, so much fear, right? And this fear coming from your own weaknesses and flaws, right? Like, how then do you want to be comforted? Or how then do you want to be helped? Right? I think first thing is always to understand that when we put something in to the religion, to our deen, for the sake of Allah, what we gain back in return is always much more. Right. Firstly, the hadith in which if you were to come to Allah a handspan, he will come to us at arm's length, right? If you come to him walking, he will come to us running, right? And so many other various narrations about, even if our sins had covered the space in between the sea and the sky, right? And we came to Allah with sincere repentance and forgiveness, Allah says he will bring a mercy that's greater than that, right? That's the first thing to know, that number one, right? At no point of time is too late. Right, until it's really too late, where the certainty of death comes to us, right? Our teachers would say, right now, if Allah allows us to be alive in the month of Ramadan, that is mercy, right? Because every second you're capable of repentance, right? If you are there for prayers, right, you might not have been mindful, but that is mercy in itself. That is your opportunity. Allah is trying to find ways to forgive you, right, by giving you opportunity to be part of the self, to be part even in a second of Ramadan, even if it's the last second of Ramadan. That is mercy in itself, right? So it is never too late, right? It is never too late. And Allah, that we are, Allah who has created us, who has sustained us all the way up to this moment and beyond, he is one who is capable of limitless forgiveness, limitless mercy, limitless generosity, right? And ask yourself, like, if Allah can sustain us when in the time when we are doing sin, what about the time when we are trying to get closer to him,
Mashallah,
traveling towards him,
Mashallah,
right? That's number one. And number two, and I think if, let's say, I was the one who was in a position where, I have been slacking in the first half of Ramadan, there's a lot of things to then learn, a lot of things to pick up, right? I would want someone to maybe reach out and say, hey bro, like, want to join me for iftar tonight? Want to join me for Tarawih tonight? And maybe that is my first step towards having a better Ramadan, right? So I think, you know, for all of us here and our listeners also, if there's anyone whom you think might need a booster, reach out to him. Ask him to come to Tarawih. Maybe ask him to come over to our CC Tarawih, and inshallah, we'll help to take care of the rest, right? Importantly is to find effective ways. You know, the fact that there's only a few days left means you have to be finding better, more effective ways. One of the best ways is the way of Jama'ah. Right, we go to Jama'ah prayers, we go to, if sometimes we fall off the bandwagon, and then our friends and family members pull us back on it, right? And I think that is something that really struck me, like, whenever I feel down, this is what I'm thinking of, that it's never too late, and I have friends that will always bring me back to the path, Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, may Allah bless CC, may Allah let CC to develop more, and many more people get hit these benefits, inshallah. Ameen. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. All right. So thank you for tuning to the first part of our week series about Ramadan being a boot camp for the next 11 months. We just talked about whether Ramadan was a success for us and some of the mindsets that we can bring to the last third of Ramadan. So in the next part of our series, we're going to talk a little bit about how then we can bring this training or lesson of Ramadan into the next 11 months. So join us then, inshallah. Alright, you've now come to the end of the first podcast of the week. If you like interesting discussions like this, join us for the second and the third podcast of the week. If you like what you're hearing, do head down to our Instagram @ConvertCentral to let us know. See you there!